Well, I am so glad to see all of you this morning. I was told to prepare for about 18 or 20. That is why we have our in-laws here, to at least get a few more people in the pews. It was such a special morning with the snow coming down and Haley gets time off. This is good. This is really good. And I think that those words from Isaiah are some of the most beautiful words ever uttered by any human language. And I think that the man who wrote them, you know, to think that he may very well not have had a clue how God would fulfill them. That's what many biblical scholars believe about this messianic prophecy, is that these words about the child that was born unto us, the Prince of Peace, even the Mighty God part, that what Isaiah intends to be describing isn't the birth of the Son of God, but the birth of a new crown prince of Israel, someone who might one day become a messenger of the Lord, an agent of Mighty God, who might one day save Israel from foreign destruction and its own corruption. You know, someone important, but nevertheless a human child only, born in a palace, not the divine taking on human likeness, born in a barn or a cave. It just so happens that what Isaiah and his people were crying out for, the Son of God was willing to fulfill and did so better and more fully than Isaiah could have ever hoped for. Which I think is quite a thought. How the one who gives us probably the most famous of messianic prophecies would have probably been surprised by what ends up happening at Christmas. I would guess even a little overwhelmed. Let us pray, and then a few thoughts on that. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of every heart in this room be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I will make this fairly quick because, let's be honest, we get to spend a whole lot of time together today. Of course, today is not just any old Sunday, it is Christmas Eve, and tonight we finally get to dispense with all of this talk of waiting and preparation, and we can finally celebrate the birth of our Savior, the birth of Jesus, the Lord of the universe, born a teeny tiny, vulnerable, helpless baby. But not yet. Not yet. This morning, we are still in Advent, and that's just the way the calendar worked out this year. And we would be remiss to skip over this Sunday of Advent because it's the very best one. It's the love week. So after lunch, go nuts. But for one last morning, we are still in the purple waiting season, still emotionally and mentally and spiritually preparing ourselves for what God is about to do in Bethlehem. And what it is that God is up to is unbelievable. It is this incomprehensible, radical, unexpected act of love given to us. When we consider what the Son of God voluntarily forfeits in becoming human, and when you add in the scope of the life he will lead and the things he will do out of care for the world, what he will endure in the name of love for you and me, what we are talking about in Jesus is an act of love that is simply unparalleled. And admittedly, that reality about Christmas doesn't always feel that way to me. Sometimes I lose track of that. This morning, I just want to encourage you as much as you can to get in the zone for the miracle of Christmas, to actively think on how incredible this act of God is, to remember how astounding the claim of Christmas actually is. Keep Christmas fresh. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. The Creator of all things became a baby on your behalf. God cares for you that much. God loves you. Don't get used to it. Which I think would have been a catchy title, actually. But Haley gave me one of her looks that said, nope. And there was this other time back in Florida, she didn't catch me, had a similar title. Jesus loves you, but don't go thinking you're that special. And there was this couple that sat toward the front, and they were a little hard of hearing. They were talkers. And I remember in the middle of the service, they're going through the bulletin, and he's looking to see, and he goes, what did he call it this time? And she's looking over his shoulder, and she smacks him and starts laughing at him and says, see, I've been telling you that for decades. God loves you. Don't get used to it. Meaning, hold on to how extraordinary Christmas is. Which I think does take some effort, some thought, and some preparation. I at least have the ability to let the most amazing things in my life be mentally reduced to rote habits and to become comfortable with the miraculous as if I'm entitled to it, let alone the miracles of God that occurred 2,000 years ago. I take for granted the blessings in front of my eyes all the time. My family, my friends, the wonders of the world immediately around me. I mean, and maybe you can relate. Have you ever been struck by something so powerful? Maybe an image, you know, a scene or some event, some emotion, something so deeply profound that at first it's overwhelming and you just know, I am never going to forget the way this looks. I'm never going to forget the way they make me feel or how this moment changes everything. And then by the end of the week, it's all the same. The impact is lost. You forgot that what that feeling felt like. And the overwhelming blends in with everything else. I had this kind of episode. It was just this past week with a certain smell. I was pulling in to the grocery store. I was lucky enough to find a spot. And I'm pulling into the parking space, and as I do, I hear this pop. You know, not like a tire, but it was like I ran over a light bulb, right? Yeah, it was a pop. And I get out, and I'm hit with this saccharine-y, almost medicinal sweet smell just slams me in the face. And I look on my front left tire, and it's covered in this orange goop. And there's the remains of one of those Glade plug-in air fresheners. Yeah! It's happened to you too, huh? And it looked, I'm guessing it's Hawaiian breeze by the look of it, right? And it's just overwhelming. You know, in small doses, it's fine. But that thing had to have been absolutely full. And I thought to myself, I'm never going to get rid of this. I'm going to have to buy new tires over this issue. But then after an hour of shopping, and then I get in the car, and we live, what, like 2 minutes from the grocery store. By the time I get back, I have totally forgotten about it, right? And I get inside, and the kids run up to me to help me unload the groceries. And they start going nuts and start looking in my pockets because they think I've got cotton candy hidden somewhere. The smell was very much still with me, and it soaked into my clothes. It was just this overwhelming smell, but it wasn't registering with me anymore. I mean, we can get used to the most powerful things. Bad smells, God's unfathomable love, I mean, just about anything. And so I just want to encourage you, just do the work. And try not to let this happen with the greatest miracle of all time. I can think of some very good reasons why for some of us in here that the holiday season may not feel happy and light and festive. There's some very legitimate reasons for that. And I want to honor those reasons. But when it comes to how powerful this story is that we get to claim, let us not let the power of it dissipate. Let it not be because we're used to it. We see it every year. We start celebrating for it before Halloween. This is a magical thing we're talking about. It's an unbelievable story. A story of how the Lord of all creation gave up all power and gave humankind its greatest hope, offered everlasting peace, made human joy as complete as can be, and did so by first becoming utterly helpless, allowing himself to be subjected to all the things we go through in life since day one of his arrival. Let this unmatchable event and the love it shares with us surround you. Let it permeate every ounce of your life. And also let it remain as astonishing as it truly is. May God's love overwhelm you today and maybe even surprise you. In the name of that God, the Creator, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.